All right, so we'll move right to now the Siman Kuf Tzadiches regarding Chatzitza. And these Makaros as well, there are a lot of different Makaros. And went through yesterday, I went through kind of quickly the end. Many of those types of things are not so much to get today, talking about different so ribbons and things that are actually attached to the hair. But I do want to point out there are still women who do, we talked to us a little bit about hair extensions and you know, certain types of things you tie to the hair, so you'd have to untie that. That is no gap. But for the most of the types of things that we discussed at the end of yesterday are not the type of things that women today, would tend to wear. But again, I'm going through it because it's in the Shulchan Aruch, and we're trying to cover everything in Shulchan Aruch. And so now we're up to something which can be no gap. We're up to Sifra Hay. So we'll start from the beginning. The Gemara Nida. And of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph on the bottom of the page, going over to Samach Zayin Amud Beis, it says, Amar Abba Bar Rav Huna, Nima Achas Kshura Chotzetzet. We mentioned yesterday, sometimes women get knots in their hair. Okay, so if you have a hair which is, you know, that gets knotted, so the problem is that the water, when you go into the mikveh, will not get, because, you know, when one thing it's tight, when one thing, one strand, so to speak, is tight, it's tight, so it's this picture of knot for yourself, the water's not going to get in between into the place where it's knotted. So that's a problem. So it says, Nima Achas Kshura, it's tied, Chotzetzet, that's a Chatzitza. Rashi explains, there in Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and so is true. Nima Achas Mehadka Shaper, Chotzetzet, tight, right? It's tight. So you can tie it very, very tight, such that water won't enter, you know, water usually enters, but it's so tight, and now it won't get into the, you know, to the part of the hair that's wrapped around, so to speak, but it's tied. So that's a problem. So that's a Chatzitza. Shalosh Eino Chotzetzet, but if it's three strands already, so even if you pull it tight, but it was because it's three strands, so it's thicker, it's not going to be that tight. The water is going to get in. Now, that's the assumption that Chazal made, right? If you tie it, it's a thicker type of cord, and you know the water will get in, so that's not a chatzitza. And then it says, as Rashi says, in some of the on top of the page, so it's three. Sholosh lo ma'adki, three are not going to be that tight. You know, it's as simple as that. Okay, but it says, shtayim eni yode, Rabba or Huna said, I'm not sure about two. One is certainly yes, a chatzitza. Water can't get in. Three is certainly not a chatzitza. What about two? So I'm not sure. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ain lano ela achas. Our concern is that only one is a chatzitza, but more than one, including two, is already not a problem. So Rabbi Yochanan is makel on two. Okay, only one is a chatzitza. Good? Not right? Okay, simple. Now, I mentioned yesterday that the sugya of the Gemara mentions that chatzitzas or halacha l'mishmisina, which we discussed yesterday in the introduction to the topic, chatzitza halacha l'mishmisina, it appeared that we looked at it more in Erev and Daf Talib. It's also in Sukkah. I mentioned yesterday, it's also in Sukkah. And Rashi in Sukkah makes a comment here that I printed in Vav Adal, that's where it is in Sukkah. The Rashi there makes a comment on this Gemara. Gemara says the same thing. It says here neither, but Rashi makes a comment over there that he doesn't make over here. And that is, Mima achas kshura umak bidalel. Okay? Women don't like to have knots in the hair. They like to straighten it out, comb it out. So Tomo, she's makbid. Then chotzet, it's the behadka shaper, below Aili Bamaya, the water won't get in. Okay, now, what if she's not makbid? So it's still a problem, because Ramin Lakaman, like we said later in that Gemara, we saw yesterday also, Gazrin and Al-Miyuta are makbid. We have a Zera, even if it's a miyut, but if you're makbid, there's still a problem, right? Because Mido Rice, we said, you need both rov and makbid, right? You need both rov and makbid. We draw banan, if even if it's a miyut, but you are makbid, so that's a problem. Even if it's only on a very small, you know, a relatively small percentage, very small part of the body, it's still, if you're makbid, it's still a problem with draw banan. So therefore here, the assumption is that a woman has knots in her hair, she is makbid on it, and even though it's, you know, maybe one hair or whatever, a small part of the body, nevertheless, it's makbid. So that's a rashi explained that has to be makbid. But shalosh ena chotzetz, as Rashi says, l'fisha se'ar kosh. Hair has a certain, you know, thickness to it, and therefore lo mahad kishaper. If three are tied together, you can't tie it that tight. The knot can't be that tight, so water will be able to get in. Okay, by libamai. Did Chazal do an experiment? I don't know. That's the assumption here. So the question is, in terms of two. So Rabbi Bar Huna said he didn't know. Yochanan said two is not a chatzitza. The question: how do we pass on that? So it seems to be a machlokas on this. Okay, the Torah of Bias, Bayezayin Shar Zayin, 5. The Torah of Bias, Aruch here, 5. Quotes this Gemara. Okay. Amarab Barahuna. Nima achas true chotzetzes, spirit lav achas bavad, kamar to ham miuto sheno makbid olavu. Now he says an interesting point. He says, one woman with one, it's a lot of hair on your head, there's one knotted strand, that could probably not makbid on. I mean, it happens all the time. Not with us, with short hair, but women with longer hair. So it could get tangled. He suggests that we're not talking about where there's one hair in the total number of hairs on your head. There's one that's knotted. He said, that's miyot, and you're not makbid. Okay, that's what he assumes, that women are not makbid, is that one strand of hair. Rather, it means, ela harbe saras truas achas alachas. Several hairs on her head, several single strands, are not tied together, they're not knotted together, but one and one are knotted in several places on her head. You hear what he's saying? In other words, what the Rosh Bo is saying? He's, huh? Individual, right. Then it's not one hair, but it's quite a number of hairs that are knotted to themselves. Okay, as we'll say, or maybe to one other. That's a question whether one means one to itself or one to another, but either way, it's one on one. The knot is tight. Okay, the question is, that's what Rosh Bo said. Harbe saros kshuros achas alachas. Ad shedark alahat v'kach komer. And then at a certain point, you are makbid having knots. Okay, there used to be certain shampoos that they advertise, no knots or something like that. It's an issue for a woman with long hair because it can tend to get tangled sometimes. Okay, even through normal activities and sweat and different things, and you're moving it around, so whatever. But you hear what the Rosh Bo's point is? He's saying it's not that there's one hair on her head that has a knot in it. That you'd not be makbid. It's several hairs to the point that you are makbid. They're not attached to each other, one to one in several places. That's the Rosh Bo's point. Okay, but then he says at the end, right, if it's three, it doesn't prevent the water from getting in. Water can just get into even a thin place. Okay. And how do we pass him? So he says, we don't take Rabbi Yochanan's school, the Rosh Bo says. That even two is a chatzitza. Right? Despite Rabbi Yochanan saying that we only have the kula by when it's one. Sorry, we only have the chumra. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's a kula for two. It's a chumra for two. Rabbi Yochanan says one is a chatzitza, okay? But two already, only one is a chatzitza.
Rabbi Yochanan's a big kula.
Wait, what else? Say it again. I'm confused again. Three is right. That's what I'm saying. Right. Rabbi Yochanan says two already is not a chatzitza. Right. That's a cool. Rabbi Yochanan, two already is not a chatzitza. Three for sure is not a chatzitza. Or says shalosh ein chatzitza. Three for sure is not a chatzitza. Rabbi Yochanan says two is not a chatzitza. One for sure is a chatzitza. Right. Question is, what about two? So Rabbi Bar Huna said he didn't know. Rabbi Yochanan said one. Only one is a chatzitza. Two is not a chatzitza. But the Rosh Bo here is saying we're machmer. Okay. That two is also chatzitza. Okay. And that's how the Ran seems to say. Also, the Ran on the Rif in Shabbos, okay, on the Chav Vav Mun Aleph, the page of the Rif. We saw yesterday that the sugya comes up in Shabbos with women wearing things in their hair, ribbons and ties and rubber bands, whatever, scrunchies, whatever you want to call them, in their hair, but going out on Shabbos. Is that considered clothing? Is that not considered clothing? Is it considered a tachshu? Right, we mentioned yesterday. And so it comes up, Tevila comes up there too, yeah.
So I have to learn two means two hairs tied together.
Yeah. We're going to see in a moment. Either like two hairs tied like this, or just two hairs tied to themselves, folded up,
But he saw that to be many more than one.
That's what he says, because he said the first part of the Rosh Bo, yeah. Because he said it's only a problem if you're makbid. It's just one, it would not be makbid. And that actually is a good question. Maybe it's already the two, it's kind of a bigger knot. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I didn't see that he says it. That's a good point. That's what he's saying. He's saying that maybe if there's two already, since it's a thicker knot, you'd be mocked. But he said, when it's one, it's only a problem if it's have several places in the hair. You have this problem. When it's two, did he say that also?
I find it though that, like, when you have more hairs or when you have more, it's still, even though it's thicker, the knot itself isn't as tight.
Right. No, but he said, correct. That's what he said. But he says two is still a problem. But what he's asking is two a problem only if it's in several different places on the head, like he said, with one?
Or I would say it's a
I would think so. I'm not sure. That's a good question. I would think, I agree. I'm not sure. Okay. The Ran on the Rif and Shabbos, again, it's Chav Vav and Aleph on page Rif and Shabbos. Okay. He talks about the Dafka Barosha Abonash from Shein and Sarah Chotzah, Shev Shal Hakuyofa. And he's talking about a Shabbos issue. But towards the end, he refers to the second part, he refers to the Mor Nida. Okay, our Gemara. Nida achas kura chotzetzes shalosh eichos shtayim in there. Mafilu kura chotzechut and amusar namashori. Shi'ef shalachut eisar al osho yosef nima achas. Okay, Again, he says usually it's going to tighten up, it knots up, it'll be more than one hair, but at the end, he writes, Marina behedi b'shalmi shim kosher shtei nimen b'sholosh dinayu k'sholosh alochatzi. I take two hairs and tie them to three, okay? Take two hairs to this side and three hairs, and then that gets knotted up. That he says, that's like three and not a chatzitza. You know what I'm saying? As we said, three attached to three is not a problem because it's a thicker knot. What about two attached to three? So he quotes him, Shami, that's like three, it's not a chatzitza. The implication of that is, but two to two would be. So it's probably agreement with Rosh Boy, that's what I think, right? Two to two would be a chatzitza. He says, two to three is not a chatzitza. That's a thicker knot. Two to two is not thick enough. We don't know.
And I think this is talking about like it's a double knot, not that it's two attached to two.
You know, either way, it's either it's two attached itself, right? Two long strands, you just wrap it around and tie it. Or two, we'll see about it. Two to two, also the same size knot. Think about it. Okay, so.
And we're trying to experiment there.
Yeah, you can look at scissors and see if it's just take one string and then. Yeah. Anyway, so you know what I'm saying from the Ron? The Ran is saying two to three, he says at the end, is not a chatzitza. Implication is two to two, right? Two alone would be a chatzitza, like the Rosh Boh said. Okay, however, if you look in the Rosh in the back of Nida and Hilchos Mikvot Sim Chavav, he said, Amar Rav Rachanan quotes the Gemara, quotes the Yochanan, and he says, Perish im hayurov sarosem kshus kol achas ve'achas levado. Again, like he also agrees with Rashi, it's got to be many hairs to be makbid, but the point he says, one and one. Shtayim is not a chatzitza. He only mentions one. Achas for achas lot, just one to one. One to one is a chatzitza. Two already is not a chatzitza. So he accepts Rabbi Yochanan. You follow the Rashi, and the Ran seem not to. The Rosh seems to accept Rabbi Yochanan. The one is the only problem, not to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but remember, at the end he says, Kshur is called achas for achas levada. Last few words. He says, one to one. I think that
he's putting. Has that any more mashmalim?
Well, no, because he writes. He just says ain lano elacha that perish. Perish is his own. Okay, but I think so. In fact, as far as I think, you're right. Okay, I can't bring an ironclad right. But the Rambam, if you look at Hilchos Mikvot Paragvav Alach Tezvav 8, Shtei Sa'aro So Yoser Shokshur and Kachas Kesher Echad Einan Chotzdim Yeshamayim Boimen. The Rambam. Kedarko was very clear. Two or more is not a problem. Rambam doesn't leave any room for debate. Okay, it's two or not. There's two hairs or more that are tied together. You know, some kind of kesher, not chotzitz. Rambam's pretty clear. Okay? And the Rosh Boh in the I guess I should have printed this before. I don't know why I printed it here. The Bayis HaKotzer also says, he says two is a problem. I should have printed it above. Okay? So that's that. The Beis Yosef here, okay, presents this machlokas, okay, and now Avram, he sort of a hint, deals with Avram. Well, this is your question a little bit. The Beis Yosef in here in our Sivan Kuf Tzadikas, Chudnu Seir Ulainan Shtayim Nirei Medivei Rambam the Kshen Kshurus Beatzman Mikre Shtayim Avu Kshen Kshurus Im Shtayim Acheros. That's already called more. That's what you were. In other words, what do we mean when we say one's tied to one? Does it mean two separate strings? It doesn't take it sits, right? And one string, I tie them together. Now I have those. Is that what one to one mean? And two to two means two to attach to two? Or does it mean attached to itself? Just, you know, it's a long string, so you fold it over. Is there a difference? The Beis Yosef understands from the Rambam, I'm not sure how he sees it, the Rambam. The Rambam seems to me just says, Shtei Soros Yosef Shukshur and Kachas Keshur and Ena Chotzim. The water doesn't get in, but the Beis Yosef seems to. You know what I'm saying? Beis Yosef learns the Rambam. Lein and Shtayim near Medibar Rambam. The Kshen Kshurus Baatzman Mikrishal Kshen Kshurus Im Shtayim Acheros. Two with two others. That's already called more. Okay, and Rav Rachana, that's not a chatzitza, and the Rosh Boh holds that that is. So he presents his machlokas. I'm not sure he sees that exactly in the Rambam, but. He says two means two things that are tied to each other. It's tied to something else, so it's called more than two. But anyway, he presents his machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh Boh. That'll be possible. Yeah.
So the Beis Yosef,
the
Rambam says two hairs tied to two hairs is not going to be a chatzitza.
But that's what's called two. Okay. No, it's not going to. I don't think it's going to matter in terms of the Rambam's shita. But it's going to matter. Is that what the Rosh Bo had in mind also? And when they're machmer and they say two, okay, two is a problem, right? That's what the Rosh Bo. Do they mean two even attached to each other or two on two? Only two on two, which somehow maybe is a bigger knot. I'm not sure. Is that true? Is it a bigger knot? Maybe it is.
Okay.
See, the Rambam says Kshuma Atzma, that's called two. But if they're tied to two other things, then that's called three, which again, the Rambam doesn't seem to make a difference. But he says, according to Rabbi Rachana, you know, that's still not a chatzit. According to Rosh Bo, maybe it would be. When he says two, means two tied to two. That's the problem. But two tied to each other. You know, you understand what I mean by tied to each other? It's folded over and looped. It's looped. You follow?
The Rosh Bo says that you have.
He's learning, if I'm understanding correctly, he's learning the Rosh Bo, and when the Rosh Bo is machmer on two, it means it's two hairs tied to two hairs, as opposed to two hairs, you know, they're folded, looped over and tied to itself. Huh?
No, I would say it's not.
Well, the Rambam seems to say it's not anyway. The Rambam seems to say even no matter what two, because that's why I see the Rambam. He says no matter what two is not a chatzitz. Right?
I thought the Rambam was talking about like anything, any knot.
That's what I think also. I think you're right.
Would be fine. Like right. You could double knot it like.
Not one though.
Once and then going no, again.
If you loop one into one, then it's a problem. That's a tight knot.
One into one means this.
Like this, just loop. Take one string, you loop it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then,
as opposed to one string and string A and string B.
What's that?
Oh, you're doing the same one over twice.
That's what I thought.
No, I don't think that. Oh, I'm
not at all.
I don't think that's
right. Nothing fine. So here, two into one is this.
That's thicker, yeah.
And then what's the other case? Two into two,
let's say. Two strings and two strings. Right, that's right. Yeah, full looped over, yeah. Okay. Thanks.
So the Rosh says two hairs and two hairs.
Is, yeah. Okay. But I think that what the Beis Yosef is saying, that's only two separate hairs and two separate hairs, and not two just looped into each other, into themselves. You follow? And it was...
All the above is
what?
The above.
I think what the Beis Yosef is saying, here I have two strings, right? So if I fold a loop this around like that, I think he would. I think the Rosh Bo would say
that's a
chatzitza.
Okay.
And the Rambam wouldn't, right? And two on two, okay, two like this is a chatzitza for sure.
It's only chatzitza machlokes.
That's what I think so.
Rosh Bo says it is a chatzitza.
Yes. Yeah, okay. All right, anyway, that's the story now. How do we paskin anyway? Let's take a look and see if hey. Because Lamai said it doesn't matter, as we'll see. Take a look and see if hey here by us. Shtei saros oyoser. Sho kshurin biyachad kesher echad. Two or more. Einam chotzitin. That's a mechaber paskin. Two or more. Okay. Einam chotzitin. And there are more eds. The ein choluk. Ein chiluk. Bein in kesher bey saros. Shtei saros. Osher kosher beis saros b'fnei atzma. And that's what he says in the name of the Beis Yosef, the name of the Rosh Bo. But he says lakula. In other words, he's saying two or more is not a chatzitza. There's no difference. You see, the Rambam says expressly, there's no difference. Okay, no difference between it's whether it's two and two or two with each other b'fnei atzma, looped around to each other. Well, so the mechaber and the Rambam together, they say two or more hairs tied to one knot is not a chatzitza. There's no chiluk between tying two saros to two other saros or tying them to themselves. Okay? So that makes no difference. Okay, or two or more is not a problem because it's, I guess, water can get in and so on. All right? So that's one issue. Issue one. Good. Next. This is something we just touched on yesterday. I said we'd get back to it. So here we are. Okay? So the Gemara and Erev that we saw yesterday on the Avdalma Beis 12. Dvar Yitzchak Dvar Torah, that's where the Gemara presents the introductory material that we went through yesterday. Dvar Torah, and Rashi says there in 13, Halacha Shesinai, right? Halacha Shesinai is Rubo Umakbid of Chotzes, right? In order for there to be a real problem, Chatzitza, you have to have Rove and Makbid. Okay, so cover Rove of the body, and you be Makbid on it, then Chotzes. Vishaino Makbid, Halav Eno Chotzes, not Makbid, then you're not Chotzes. And Begozru, there Darbonon, a Rubo Shaino Makbid, Mishum Ruba Makbid, Vamayuta Makbid, Mishum Ruba Makbid, right? The two Gzeres Darbonon. One is Rubo she'eno makbid, we're machmer otu ruba hamakbid. Okay, and the other from the other angle, miot hamakbid otu ruba hamakbid. Right, that's what we saw. Okay, now Rashi made that comment yesterday. We saw it. I pointed it out, but didn't go into detail. 13, Okay, Rashi says Rubo rove sorrow, but hair. Okay, Shimyeshbo Dorachotit Kigon Dam Yoves dried cake blood. You know, sometimes you scratch your head and there's blood, there's cake blood, or Dio Tit Yoves Zephyr, the book, other stuff that you were working with, you know, dried things, whatever. Okay, Osha Kosho Rubo Achas Achas, or like we said, and here Rashi kind of says, we saw before, Rashi, you know, and many, many hairs are knotted one to one, okay, in all those cases. And Makbidalov, right? Midaraisa, Makbidalov, Makbidalov says, Rashi, Shemitstar, Alichl Zesh Rosho. You're not happy with this gook in your hair, which most people aren't, okay? So then, fine, then you have the din, that's called the Chatzitza on a Daraisa, Halacha Moshmi Sinai level. However, She'eno Makbidalov, okay, now here he says, Habi Kigufo. If you're not makbid, then it's not, then it's, even if it's on robe of the hair, it's not a chatzitza. Okay? And then v'gozo, roshenu makbid, hova, vi robe, the dama mitzvah, chatzitza deraisa. Since it's on robe, even if you're not makbid, the rabbana made a gzera, just explaining what the nature of the rabbana's gzera was. Okay? Since it's on robe, even though you're not makbid, they made a gzera, it's similar to the deraisa, because it is robe. And the flip side, amyuta makbid, hova, domini, bahakpada. If you're makbid, it's on miut, but it's similar to the rice. So you're makbid, and it's on roll. Okay, so that's the Gemara. So, but the key for us right now is that second Rashi there in 13 and Erev and Dalam Beis Rubo Rove Saro. Okay, so we saw yesterday Tosis there in Erevin and other Rishonim challenged. Right? What do you mean Rove Saro? Who says, why is it talking about the hair? And what if it's on the body? What Rashi say Saro? Okay. So and then Tosfos even has the kasha from Gemara and Yevamos, you know, about the pregnant woman going to the mikveh, you know, that accounts the tefillah for the baby as well. It's inside the mother's womb. The Gemara discusses, but it's it's covered, and it's not talking about the hair; it's about the whole body. Anyway, based upon that number we showed, including the Ritva, there in Erev and Dalam Beis 14, the Maslok Yitzchak says Rashi didn't mean that. Rashi didn't mean that this whole issue was only an issue pertinent to hair and not to the body. What Rashi means is the hair is to be, I said this yesterday, the hair is to be treated as a separate entity in terms of measuring or assessing rov and miut. That's the point. The hair is a separate, what he said? He said, okay? In other words, if something covers most of the hair, even though vis-a-vis the whole body, that's miut, your hair is not most of your body, that's already going to be a problem if it's rove of the hair. We'll view the hair separately. Huh? The Rashi said the whole din of rove is only by hair. It only applies by hair.
Yeah.
The whole xero is only by hair.
And therefore, nothing on body would be offensive?
Unless you have rove and makbid. The chumrah, if you have rove and makbid, it would be. But the gzeirah d'rabbanan, and we apply it to even miut or to that's how some of the rabbis. But before that, what do you mean? It can't be. It's against too many gemaras. Okay, and he says what it means is the hair is counted separately, and as the before adds, uchidas ha-gaonim. That's how the gaonim hold. It's not Rashi, not a lone gunman here. Okay, he's a lone shita. They got a gaonim hold like that. They assess the hair separately. So if you have a chatzitza and roll with the hair, like we said before. All these hair, all these knots in the hair. Well, vis-a-vis the whole body, that's miut. And the Gemara said, we saw this yesterday, the Gemara said expressly that miut and eno makbid, there were never gozer on. There were gozer on miut and makbid, there were gozer on rov sheino makbid. Never gozer, because it's gzera. I mentioned yesterday, right? A miut sheino makbid. Okay, we saw the Ramo yesterday, the chatkila, everything fine. But there were never gozer on miut sheino makbid. So So what's the story with the hair? So the hair is a meal to the body, right? But the answer is no, but it's on a roll of the hair. We assess that separately, kadas agonim, okay? And it concludes the ritva, v'shalo kedivei Rambam, zal, shekosav shemesharan aguf v'asar b'yachad, shein asar guf b'fnei atzmo, okay? He's not like the Rambam who says you assess the guf and the sar together as one entity, okay? He said because the hair is not the same as the body, okay? We mentioned yesterday because the Gemara spoke about the goof, the hair is tough, whatever, different ways to limit it. But that's the sheet of the Gonim against it. Here's the Rambam. Okay. Take a look.
So both the Rambam and Tosfos say Rubo for Rubo versus Mia, goof and Sar is one entity combined.
That's what it seems, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Certainly the Rambam clearly said, and Rashi and the Gonim don't. Okay, so take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Mikvos, Perk, Bez, Lachat, Tesva, 15. The Sarah Achas, Mikushur, Chotzetes, find one hair, we said already one hair is a problem. Rambam said more than one is not a problem, we saw that before. The one hair is a problem, but who she makbidalah? Also, because horu hagonim. The gaonim, Ram quotes the gaonim, which he does from time to time. Because horu hagonim, Ram writes. The gaonim hold that if you have several hairs to the point that you're makbid, that's rove of the hair, even though it's not rove of the whole body, the rove of the hair is enough. You treat the hair separately. But via royally, but it appears to me that's kach horu hagonim. Because they're horagonim. But the Rambam says, Yeroyali, it appears to me, and I've told you this in the past, when the Rambam says, Yeroyali, you know that there's going to be a lot of literature on it. Okay, Yeroyali appears to me, it doesn't have a raya, you know, Yeroyali, Shesaro shall odom kegufo uchashud le'inan tvila, ve'ena kegup if ne'atzvo, kedei shenema rov haseir. Ela afo pisha kol seir roshu kosher nima nima. Ve'ena makwid, olav, also lo tvila. Okay, the Rambam is clear. I don't care if every one of the hairs is knotted. Overall, and you're not makbid on it. Overall, that's not rove with your body. So Rambam said, you do not look at the hair and the body separately, okay? That's separate. That's the Rambam, okay? Ellen Cain, it's tarif lechotas achar gufa, unless there's other chatis in the body that can be tarif to make it rove. You hear the Rambam? The Rambam's clear, okay? The nimtza ko rove gufa, that's something else. And he says, ve'echar anita ve'echar sharat meim sheish barosh and seir. This is not only din by nida. The whole thing. And the Ravid writes, so that's the Rambam, right? The Rambam says, I don't care if all the hairs are knotted, okay? Overall, that does not constitute a rove of the person's body, okay? And then we don't treat the hair separately, unless there's other things on the body that's mistarif that, then they make a rove, okay? And then, however, Hasogas Ravid, Yeroy Ali, he uses the same expression, Shesaro ad sheyesh barosho seir, okay? And he writes, Kedivre, that's what it's quoted, he's quoted the Rambam, Yeroy Ali, it says, Kedivre hagaonim hua yikar. The rabbi disagrees. No, the gonim are right. So to machokas. Okay, to machokas. The Meiri, they're an Arab in Donald Bay. They want to hoist a nima. 16, summarizing the machokas. Okay, machokas, we showed him. All right. He says, kachkas vagonim eshem mefarshim rov is rov sorrow. Okay. Now he had something else that's interesting, a side point. I'm not sure how far to take this. Okay, you see the Miri first, he presents that sheet. I mean, you can read it inside because it's summarizing. He says, they understand. He said, you need, it's a problem. Look at the third line of 16. It's a problem of Rove, Saros, Kshurit, Echad, Echad, Kach, Kaswagon, Neshem, Ephorshim, Rove, Saro, like Rashi said. Like that Rashi back in 13, Aaron Donald Bays, Rubo, Rove, Saro, second Rashi, 13, right? That's what they're going to learn also. And then he writes, V'chein, B'shar, Makomos, Rove, Aver. See that? It's not just a hair. When you assess other limbs individually also, I don't know who else says that, but let's say your arm, if most of your arm, it makes a certain amount of sense, but I understand the distinction goof and seir. Within goof, that's what he says, I'm not sure, okay? But anyway, it's a side point. I didn't see anyone else say it. I can't say the thorough, completely thorough research, but I didn't see anyone else bring that up. He said the rest of the goof, you know, is a... The rova Ava would also count, even on top, rova the body, it's rova the arm. Okay. But then but what he adds is at the end, Ugdole HaMechabrim, that's the, you know, the Miri has nicknames for everybody. So the Gdole HaMechabrim is a rabbi. You know, and then the footnotes to the thing that is the Miri tells you always who he's talking about. But he uses the term Gdole HaMechabrim, Machshirin, Af Barov Seir, okay, even if it's most of the hair, Rambam doesn't care, Meshach Seir, Nidur Kaguf, okay? All right, that's the Machlokes, yeah? So the Amir just gives you a little neat summary. The Ran on the Riff and Shua, Zayin Amud Aleph, gives you a Svara in 17. He gives you a Svara. It's basically how to read the Gemara. Okay, the Machloka is Rashi, and I mean, it's because we're in Tame, and Tosi is all this Kashi against Rashi. Okay, so he tells you how to read the flow of the Gemara. So it could be read more like the Rashi. Like, I don't know. You take a look. And the Ran, if you want, just gives you a svara. So how do we pass? Let's skip to 18. Okay, the Ran gives you a svara for Rashi. Okay, for that shita, Rashi and the Golem, from the flow of the Gemara. Okay.
Going back to the Rambam, yeah. We discussed this yesterday a bit, but if he's, if it's an individual who's not fit, how do we view it, the individual versus everyone?
So we talked about yesterday. Many assume that it goes by robe of the people. So yes.
So what? Because the Rambam here seems to say that most people would be makbid if their hair is completely nada, right?
Yeah. Okay. But he holds. But you need again makbid by itself. It's on miut. Oh no, sorry. You have the there. You're right. It's true. I suppose. I don't know. I hear. It is makbid. All right. Could be. Could be that's l'shitas. You mean?
But it seems like he's saying that women aren't makbid on their hair. Or
maybe they're just not these knots or not enough. I don't know. I don't know. It's a point. I'm not sure. Anyway, so the rest of Sifhei at 18 summarizes this, right? Or concludes. Sara Achas Shenikshara. Chotzetzes. So now he writes, maybe on your point, who should Tehei Makpedes Aleh if she's Makbid? Avalin Eina Makpedes Aleh also La Tvila. She's not Makbid, just on one hair. The Tvila counts. Ad Shehei Rov Sara Kosho Nima Nima Fe'atzma. That's like the gonin. That's like the right, but not like the ram. Because you assess the hair separately. Rove Sara. Okay? Rove Sara. So that's how he says. The Taz, a long Taz, in Kotan Ches, you know, makes distinctions. You know, he says, it could be, and maybe this is to your point, though, we can read through that Taz in Kotan Ches. He suggests that, you know, if a woman, you know, might not be makbid on her own hair, even if it's two hairs, it might not be makbid on her own hair. But if it's outside hairs or threads or something else, maybe it would be makbid. He presents this tillich that he does. Okay, he said, let's say some hair got on her from somewhere else. There are kids, she picks up her kid. You know, I mean, women have a lot of hair, and a lot of times it falls out loosely when they brush their hair, or whatever. I'm not saying they're going bald. I'm just saying, you know. They're long strands, so you brush them, or you take a shower, or whatever. Sometimes women, their hairs come out naturally because the hairs are long. Okay, so let's say she was picking up her kid, she was with her friends, and so you might be makbid, the Taz says, on hairs from somewhere else, as opposed to her own hair, which wouldn't be makbid. So that the Taz brings that in, right? He says, "He married in saros her isha atzma." Fourth line, she mnikshu ben achas achas oz chotzes. Okay. But maybe we have Sar the Alma, then you'd be makbid even on more than that. I'm not sure. Okay. Anyway, so her own hair she's not makbid. It's a different. It's not a chatzitza. Okay. If it's more than two, but perhaps if it's Sar's, you know, maybe other hairs would always be a problem. It's sort of like you're saying hairs from the outside or threads from the outside. You'd be makbid even if. Water could get in, okay, but still you're makbid. You know what I'm saying? So it's a problem. So that's a tad. All right. Now, again, the language of the Shulchan Aruch in 18, you know what I'm saying? The Taz, I mean, it just talks about it, makes this chilek, and it does make a certain amount of sense. Now,
does the Taz may have a conclusion or he isn't sure?
I think that's what he said. That's his position. I think that is the position. I think so. Okay, that her own hair, she's not makbid if it's you know, again, one, it doesn't matter if you're makbid because the water can't get in. Okay, but, you know. It's hard to say. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
So someone says hair is not into hers. Is that not pizza? Even if you have water, then one.
And even if it's more than two, I think so. Because, you know, because you're makbid. That's, you know, it may not be a role. Yeah. But now, if you look back in the Shulchan Aruch, so the language is also your question of in Sifhei here. So the language of the Mechaber was, who should tehei makpedes aleh? She has to be makbid. We asked before about other people. Right. But the Shach, in Sukkot Meches, in 20, writes, who should tehei makpedes? What did Derech Rov ben Ha'adam makbid? Okay, Alpha Pisha, he ain't a makpedes. So that's the Shach, but it doesn't matter, you know, even if she's not makbid. So the Shach says specifically goes by the Rov. That's what I'm pointing out. Okay,
Seemingly,
yeah, it looks that way. Yeah. Okay. Then I quoted the Bir Agro and some quote in Yud. He just quotes that Machlokes Rashi and Tosas, and he says that the Rov opposed to Rashi, the Rov Sarah Bilchud Chotzes, right? Because let's you see from here that we most hold like Rashi, and not like the Rambam, not like Tosas. That the Rov Seir is a problem. Okay?
He's wearing Rashi on like the Tzvaya.
Well, I think it only means if you have neither, you have one, only one robe or makbid, then it wouldn't be chetzi. The drabbanan, I think. Like I said before, I think so. Okay. And Likud also in the next page is called Yeralev. Says, you know, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam disagrees. Okay, now let's look at some other types of Govaiter. Okay, well, that was Sifei. Sifal. I'm going to deal with some specific types of Chatzitza. And our starting point, the next number of Shirim and topics, will be the Mishnah Mikvos, Perek Tes. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph in Mikvos. And it's not only about Nida, it's anyone, every person going to the mikvah. So, Elu Chotzitzim Ba'adam. So, Mishnah has a whole list of, in a couple of Mishnahs, we list off different types of Chatzitza. And then Mishnah Gimel says, Elu She'ein Chotzitzim. So, we're flipping back as we do one topic at a time. I'm following the order of the Shulchan Aruch, not the order of the Mishnahs. Okay? So, we look in source 22. Mishnah Mikvos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Elu Chotzitzim Ba'adam. One of them, Mishnah Beis, on the list is Kilka Halein. The Hazakon obeys a storm isha. Can remember not the mission of course, all my men, anybody go to the mikvah. So kilkalei means tangled hair. Okay, body hair. Not just hair on the head. Body hair, tangled hair on by the chest or by the beard. Obeys a storm isha. Obeys a storm isha means, something covered hidden. Means pubic hair. You know, that hair in that part of the body. Okay, the pubic hair in a woman. That's what the base of storm isha means. Okay, that is a chatzitza. Okay, but, Elo Shein, Mishnah Gimel. So let's look first at the Bar Tanurim. Okay, and that Mishnah in the Mikvos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. Hilkel Yaser, Ser Shebechozeh, Kenegan Halev. Okay, when you get sweated up, so your hair tangles, it gets messy, right? So it says, Ser Shebechozeh, Kenegan Halev, Shenistabech, Vinasa Kein, Shar Shirozeh, Hinim Osim, and Azeah. They get all sticky and so on. Hair on your arm, whatever. It depends how much hair it is, but, you know, you get all tangled and sticky. Okay. So that's a chatzitza, when the hairs get all tangled with each other, and again, talking about for a man going to the mikvah, not our topic, go based on star Misha, when they shaster nechaz mistabek also makom machmas azeya vatina lichluch, and women's hair down there in the pubic area is also so sweat and so on, so it gets tangled up. Okay, now Bartura adds the dafka beisha nesua shemak pedas alatz when shlo tiskan al baila. Who the basis storm have a chatzitza? It's only talking about a married woman, okay? Because she's, you know, again, she wants to look for her husband. She doesn't want to look, you know, sweaty and tangled and sticky and so on and so forth. So she's not going to kind of straighten herself out, okay? But she's not makwit, so it's not a chatzitza. Again, remember, we're talking about here anybody going to the mikvah. So why is the penuya going to the mikvah for tumatara purposes, right? I mean, that's why it comes up. I mean, penuya. Pnuya means unmarried, right? Yes. So Pnuya, of our hilchos nida, wouldn't matter. It's not going to the mikvah anyways. But again, the Mishnayos and Mikvos are talking about anybody going to the mikvah for Tumah Tahara purposes. So Pnuya would also go to the mikvah, right? All right. But now let's look back in 22. That's Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah Aleph Bein. Look at Mishnah Gimel. Elo She'en Chotzitzin, Kilkei HaRosh, okay? Ubeis HaShechi, Beis HaShechi is underarm, underarm hair, okay? Ubeis HaStarim Be'ish, male pubic hair, okay? And then Rabbi Leza Omer, Echad Isha, Echad Isha, Kol Makler V'Chotzitz, Ein Makler Ov, Ein Chotzitz, okay? Rashi said, not Rashi, Bar Tanura, in Mishnah Gimel, says in 23, Beis HaStarim Be'ish, the Ish Eno Makler, okay? V'Afilu Ish Eno Makler, that's on the Suah, like we said before. And Sheino Makler, Ov Chotzitz, all right, and then we said before, the Bar Tanura just summarized the din we already saw. V'Hu Shalo Yeh Rov Gufo. In fact, you're not makbid only helps. It's not a robe. We assume drabbanan. Pesach halacha linyan chatzitza ruba umakbid alav chotzitz of our Torah. Okay, he just summarizes it. Then we saw it a few times in the last couple of days, right? He just summarizes it. The ruba umakbid alav, that's chotzitz of our Torah lachom shmi sinai. Miuto klomai madavra chotzitz of miuto guf. Afal pishem makbid alav eno chotzitz min haTorah v'chachamim goes well ruba shenu makbid mishum ruba makbid and al miuto makbid not mishum ruba makbid. But the low goes to our mute to shena makbid, ultimate makbid, our goof exera, our nikam and exera. Okay, that was yesterday. Now, where did he get this from? This chiluk. Okay. Where did he get this chiluk between a married woman and a not married woman and so on? You know, well, we're about to make that up. It doesn't say it in the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah just says, based on Mishnah Beis, back in 22, Mikvos Perek Tes Mishnah Beis, just says, based on Storm Beisha. And the Bartanur is stuck in, that's only Dafka Beisha in the Suwa. Where do you get that from? Right? I mean, did you make that up? It doesn't say it in the Mishnah. You got my question? I mean, he says, Divo Asko Beis, Storm Beisha, Mishnah Beis, the second Bartanur in Mishnah 23. But Dafka Beisha in the Suwa. Okay, where did that come from? It comes from Tosefta. Okay, 24. Tosefta and Mikvos Perek Vav Alachadala. Reb Shimon, you know, whatever reason, in the database, I think I've told you this, in the Bar Ilan database where I photocopy these Makaras from, the editions they use for the Tosefta are these scholarly editions. Doesn't matter. I match it up to what's printed in the back of the Gemara because you want to look it up inside. It's easier for you to find it. They have these scholarly editions, which are important scholarly works, but it doesn't always match what it says in the back of the Gemara. So in the back of our Gemara, it says just Reb Shimon. There it says of Shimon Shazuri. Okay, it doesn't matter. Whoever it was, it says it. He says, but I'm just pointing out that's why Shazuri won't appear in the Gemara. If you look it up in the back of Nida, you find it. Tosefta Mikvos, Perek Vav Alachadala. It won't say Reb Shimon Shazuri. It'll just say Reb Shimon. Fine. Anyway, 24. Reb Shimon Omer, Beis Hastarim Beisha Chotzeitz. Okay. Upigia Eina Chotzeitz. Upigia is another word for Eina Nesua. Okay. And Ravaka, bad bachelorette, whatever you call it. Okay. In other words, non married. So that's where the Bartholomew got it from. It's with Tosefta. All right. Anyway, so the Shulchan Aruch rules as follows here by us, Sivov, Sivov, Seir, Shekeneged Haleid, Shebezokan, Hanidbag, Zebezer, Machmazea, Chotzeitz. Okay? Shebezerosh, Shebez Hashechi, Eno Chotzeitz. Okay? It's not likely that, you know, women have hair and so on, some of those parts of the body, but here's what's relevant to us. Shebezo Mokom, that part of the body that's most relevant. Be'ish eno chotzeis, it would not be a chatzitza for men. Ube'isha b'nesua chotzeis b'pnuya eno chotzeis. Okay, that's what Pascha.
Is there any hair at all for the room?
If she's married, it is a chatzitza.
No, I know. I'm saying any hair at all. She has to.
No, no, no. If it's tangled up, if it's, you know, yeah. Okay. Now, at different times in history, remember that we're having gittin like that. At different times in history, there's women shave their pubic hair, not shave their pubic hair. There are different practices in the world, in the Russian world, you know, that they wear some skimpy things. So most of the women do, I think, the models and so on do shave the pubic hair off because nothing barely covered anymore. Right? So others don't. I think there's all kinds of different practices today. Most of the women do not. I shouldn't say. Most women don't. But sometimes one will shave some of it because it gets tangled. Not for halakha purposes, just for a comfort purpose. So anyway, but it's interesting. So the Taz wonders. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. So the Pasuk's like this. So the Taz is gotten Yud wonders why does the Mechaber bring up? The answer is because the Torah does. But why does the Torah bring up Pnuya? Right, to Hilchos Nida here. I understand why the Mishnah Mikvos was talking about it, because the Mishnah Mikvos, as a case, is talking about people going to the mikveh for Tumah Tahara purposes. So Pnuya becomes Tumah, should go to the mikveh, fine. So I understand why, but here it's Hilchos Nida, so why? And Bechlal, it's a funny Lashon here, because it says, why does it mention men altogether? You know, so, yeah.
Because
So anyway, the Taz writes, but in the Suwa, it is a Chatzit, so he says the reason why. Lafi, she makpeda shol tizgan abala, b'chosu beis yosef. The low high tzar chatur lichto dina pnuya shena chotzit they nafkumin al didan. Okay, the more because of my father the Bach tiked also the kamashim haisin and suah dumiyu de pnuya. Okay, maybe it mentions pnuya because some cases is dumiyu de pnuya. Why? When is a dumiyu de pnuya? When is a married woman? Because the whole concern: why does a married woman, you know, straighten herself out or shave off her hair? Because it's, you know, so won't bother the husband. Well, the husband doesn't care. Right? Doesn't care. So that's what he said. That's why I mentioned. Okay. No, whatever. Okay, but it says chatzitza anyway. That's lina basa rov nesuas. Al kenamar dafka pnuya ena chotzer lo shum nesuas. All right. You know, again, Maybe that's why. But at the end of the day, other Achronim disagree, and they say no. See, the Taz seems to say that it's for a married woman, it's a chatzitza. I, her husband doesn't care, doesn't matter. I'm just saying, the other Achronim disagree, and they say, no, if the husband doesn't matter, then it's not a chatzitza. Okay? But the only thing is that she should be machmir to keep that part of the body clean. Okay? And again, there are different minhagim and different times in history, about that issue of pubic hair. Okay. The Shach writes in Sukkot and Pes 27, Ein chotz v'she'ein ad makbir lo. Okay. And again, in Sukkot and Yudah, why he mentions Ish keni shepnuya ein makbir lo, Ish nesua makperes. Okay. Maybe he holds differently than that does. Maybe. He says that it doesn't matter. And he said, we go by whether most people, it's not a matter what they like. Okay. Most of them. All right. Okay, next case, a funny case. I only mentioned because in the Ramah, I don't know what to make of it. The Mordechai, in 28, the Mordechai in Shuas, the back of his Hilchos Mikvos, Rem is Tufshin, Nun Alev, quotes Rav Yah. Dolsam, Noshim, Sheishlam, Lextras, Visaro, Shinaslam, Kalilos, Kalilos is like braids. Okay. Machmas, Shape. I don't know what they mean. So Shadim. They braid their hair for some reason. It was tied together at night, either by a shade or to bench shade them. I'm not sure what that means. Okay. Remember when we were kids, anyway, in camp, they used to tell you if there are bats in the room, they're going to tangle up your hair. Did they tell you that when you were a kid? Did you hear that? No. When I was a kid, they wanted the kids to go to sleep. They'd act on the bunk. They'd tell you, get your heads under your blankets because there's a bat in the bunk. And touch your hair, it'll twirl it up. Ever heard that? Okay. I don't know if that's what's got to do with this. It's some type of shadim thing. But apparently, the bottom line is that it is a chatzitza. Okay? And the problem is, Sakonis Lefosh Lugalcho, he says first, if it's somehow dangerous to untie, then it's not a chatzitza. Okay? Then it's not a chatzitza. So you look at the Ramah, and that's how it grows. It always stays like that, braided somehow. And you look at the third to last line, this Havi Ravise, that's how it grows. We had that yesterday, Havi Ravise, Haina Ravise, that's the way it grows. Okay, like we said with the baby in the mother, that's how it grows. It grows inside the mother, Haina Ravise. Okay, take a look at the Ramah mentions it here in our Siman, second part of Sivov in 29, the Ramah. Oso, Jason, Cleo, Sarah, Tukas, who was over in Asma, Lila, they shade, Sakonal, Asiram, Lochaiti. Okay, I don't want to spend too much time, so I don't understand it fully. But somehow these braids are not considered to be chatzitza. There's some kind of sakana to take it apart.
So could come up on the basis there?
What's that? No, I don't think it matters.
It's just by anything that's passed about what person needs, like that would cast.
Yes, yeah, so we'll get to that. We'll get to all that. Okay, but this is that funny case of, I don't know, that's a Shulchan Aruch. The Gilyon Marshaw, take a look at 30. This Marshaw is not the same Marshaw. In the back of the Gemara, the Marshaw, the back of the Gemara, Tosis, and the Kiddush Halochas, Kiddush Agados, the Marshaw and Agadato, that's of Shmuel Eliezer Eidlitz, the early Achron. This Marshaw on the page of Shulchan Aruch is of Shlomo Eger, the son of the Kiv Eger. They're not the same Marshaw. We do have Shlomo Eger in the back sometimes on the riff in the back of Gilead Marshaw. That's the same Marshaw as this. But the regular Marshaw that we study, the yeshivas, especially on Agadato, or on the problems in Tosus and so on, that's the different person earlier. This Marshaw of Shmuel Eger. So Gilya Marshaw, here in Yoredei Simkufsa, print on the page, Simkufsa Ches Sifov, it's Simkot Nala, okay? He says, gives a few reasons why these types of braids are not a problem. The Aleph Mishnei Makpedes, not Makbid, and two, it's thicker, it's braids, so it's no more than one hair anyway, okay? It's not a problem. And he says, since you can't cut it, because Sakana Haina Ravise, he gives all these different things. There's nafkaminas between, differences would still be a problem. Drabbanon, is it like, he says at the end, is it like for Rafua, like you started to ask, we'll get to that, okay? That says so Rafua, so it's a different thing. I print in the back, if you're interested in this subject, in the back of the page, the Bada Shulchan, okay? It's print on the very back pages in the Arsim and Sukkot Nun Beis. He talks about these things also. It's Sakana. So, there's also a bunch of reasons why it's okay. All right. Water will get in and they're tied loosely and so on. And all right, we can look through it. I don't spend too much time on this issue. And then in the Bada Shulchan, the Biurim, he has a fourth reason. it's a Tano Machbet. Okay, you have all these different reasons. All right, let's go on to something else. All right, the Pesachet Shuvah discussed a little bit about Refuah in 33, okay, which we'll talk about more when we get to it. But here, he mentioned it here in Sukkot and Hay. He quotes a Shuvah Shalom Sofer. Odos, Shekazal Odos Isha wrote some Odabes of Shabbat, Litzorok Refuah. I'm not sure what the Refuah is, but they want to put some of the hairs together, tie them together with wax or something like that for Refuah purposes. He says that is a Chatzitza, okay, because here it's not the way it grows, and he thinks it's a problem. It's a chatzitza. And in the Sukkot and Vav, he quotes a Chamuli Daniel, says that even in the case where it's not a chatzitza, she should spend a little more time in the water to make sure the water taka goes in, like in the case with the braids for the shade. All right, enough about that. Let's go on. Okay, 34. Vayter nat sugya in Mishnayos in Mikvahos Parakdes. Okay, this is, again, Mishnah Aleph says Elu Chotzes in Ba'adam. So along the list in Mishnah Beis is Liflof Shechutz Lion. Liflof Shechutz Lion. Liflof is a discharge from the eye. I think it's technically called room, R-H-U-E-U-M. Okay, people call it sleep, or just plain old-fashioned gook. You know, the stuff in the eye when you wipe. And that's the technical, you know, the term medical. I think it's called R-H, you can look it up online. I think that's what this liquid or mucus, you know, type of kind of mucus comes out of the eye. You know what I'm talking about, your eye. Gook, yeah, or sleep. Wipe the sleep out of your eye, right? And whatever it is, it's called liflof. So it says, shechutz la'ayin. The Rabbi explains, toas ha'ayin. It's a discharge from the eye, okay? So that is chatzitza, if it's outside the eye. But, 36, Mishnah Gimel, again, Elu She'en Chotzin, which are not considered chatzitza, says there, Mishnah Dalad, the second list, lifts those shebi'ayin, when it's still inside the eye. So you sometimes you have, we have it ourselves, like sometimes you wipe it's not in the eye, it's like it's next to the eye, it came out already and it caked over, right? You've had that experience, right? So it's out of the eye, it's on the nose or it's below your eye, you know. So that's a distinction. So Bartanur explains the distinction, he suggests a distinction, we'll see not everyone learns the exact same way. The Bartanur says, Liflof Shebi'ayin, Belach Eino Chotzeitz. In the eye, it's not a problem because it's liquidy, right? It's watery, it's liquidy, all right? That's how he says it's moist. Okay, then it's not a problem. But biyavesh chotzitz, even if it's in the eye, but if it's dry, it means it's caked over. It's not until they wake up in the morning. Okay, it's caked over, then it's a problem. That's when it's in the eye. B'shechutz la'ayin, then if it's outside, then bein belach, bein biyavesh chotzitz, then it doesn't matter. So Bartanura says, even in the eye, if it's caked over, well, caked over means it's had some time to dry, right? Exposed to air. Okay, sometimes it happens when you're asleep. So it's still inside your eye, but it's caked over. Okay, it's hard. Dried. The time I have it, the chutz la'ayin adam makbid bein bilach bein bilavish. Bein bilavish. Because again, if it's outside your eye, you wipe it off. You're makbid. The tocha ayin, if it's in your eye, you're uncomfortable when it's dried and caked over, so you want to remove it, so you're makbid. But bilach, if it's just liquidy, you're not as makbid. Same eye, right? That's the Bartur. With me? Good? All right. So that's the Bartur. Again, it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara is here in Nita Samach Zainam and Aleph, 38. Amar Ukpa Liflof Shebi'ayin Lach Eino Chotzitz Yavesh Chotzitz. See, the Mishnah, the Gemara here, Ukpa doesn't distinguish in the eye and out of the eye. It just says Lach is not a Chotzitz, Yavesh is a Chotzitz. And what is Yavesh? Emos Aniku Yavesh. The Shor Shemasa Liarek. When it turns green, greenish. Turns color. That's what it means, dry. It begins to turn colors. Okay? The Gemara does not make the distinction. The Mishnah makes the distinction whether it's inside the eye or out of the eye. And the Gemara makes the distinction between Lach and Yavesh. So how do we view the combination, so to speak? So the Bartanur already gave us a story. We look in Tosas and Nida Samazan from 39. Liflof Shebi'ayin Lach Eino Chotzitz Yavesh Chotzitz. Tosas says, yeah, Dafka Shebitocha Ayin. Okay? The Tosas brings up the Chilek from the Mishnah. In Mikvahs, between liquid and dry, moist and dry. Okay, moist and dry. The dafka shebitochayin. Why? See, in the eye, it's not a problem. Why? Because it's going to go, your natural tear, we call it tears, right? The natural moisture in the eye, okay, the tears, you know, will never let it really get too dry. On the lift of chutz la'ayin, but if it's outside the eye, then afil lach chotzeitz. Okay, and he quotes, that's the Mishnah, he quotes the Mishnah in Mikvos. Okay, so bottom line, we emerged in Tosis. They told us some other things too, but on the fingernails, so we'll get back to it. Bottom line, inside the eye, Lach is not a chatzitza, but Yovesh is. Outside the eye, everything is a chatzitza. That's Tosis. Good? Comes the Rambam. What?
You're supposed to add anything
in the door. No. Someone's going to come back to me. He talks about Tosh, Tachas, Tziporim. You know, what?
It says outside the eye, it's like, but it's...
Yeah, outside the eye, everything is chotzitz. Yeah, according to him, right, a little different. We'll see. I'll be shown disagree. Okay, the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam. Well, it's a question what the Rambam means. The Rambam in Hilchos Megillos Perek Beis on Chachov. Okay, so sweet to be sorry, some kind of a scratch and something else. We can skip the first part of the Rambam. Well, it's important. It makes a difference between the first 3 days and the next 3 days. Sweet is a scratch, okay? It's blood. And, you know, you have a scab or whatever, it's blood. You know, I still have, I cut my, wife wanted to bring some kind of a, before Purim, I'd bring out this chopper, the onion chopper, you know, it chops into fine pieces very quickly. So I had to be tied with it. So I took it to the mikveh on, I think on Tani Sister, Thursday, and the way I picked it up, I cut my finger. You know, I wasn't being careful and stupid. So, but anyway, it's still, you can see it on my thumb. It just still took a long time for it to heal. Okay, and it's still not 100%. Anyway, the point is, sometimes you have red or whatever. That's what I was talking about. And it makes a difference between the first 3 days after, we'll come back to that. But then it's V'chein on the second line. Lifluf Sheba'ayin. Im Haya Yavesh U'shehisal Chutz Chotzeitz Benida. So the Rambam only makes that distinction. Okay, the Rambam, if you learn like Tosis, it looks that way. Okay, at least to me, anyway, it looks, and the Rambam seems, okay, I think the Rambam is agreeing with Tosis, okay? Now, if you look, we'll see in a second, okay, again, but if it's chutz la'ayin, then everything is a chatzitz. If it's in the eye, then it makes a difference with lach u'yovich, okay? The tour, here by us, 41, lifl sheba'ayin eno chotzitz. Shechutz la'ayin kol shulach eno chotzes yovesh ad shismal yizor chotzes. Now Rambam chilek al shebetoch ayin bein betoch gimel yomim ola achar gimel. Where he learns the Rambam, because the Rambam was talking about the scratch, the cut, okay, that it makes a difference within three days and not within 3 days, because after 3 days it's caked over, within 3 days. And he writes, look at the second line, v'chein liflo. So the Rambam seems, at least according to the way the tour is presenting, the Rambam seems to make a chilek between shebetoch ha'ayin, bein betoch gimel yom l'achar gimel. Shechutz la'ayin, kos estam chotez, outside the eye, it's a chatzitza no matter what. He went in three days. But in the eye, okay, it's only chatzitza after 3 days. He makes that chiluk. That's what I understand the Rambam, based on one word on the second line of 40, b'chein liflu, because he makes that distinction with regard to a scratch that produced blood. Okay, so there's a long base Yosef here, okay, he's not convinced that that's what the Rambam means. Okay, the Beis Yosef assumes that the Rambam really agrees with Tosis. Okay, and he's not. It doesn't matter the 3 days. Okay, and we never found in the Gemara. Look at the last line of that page. Shalom atzina b'talmud mishalal daito lechalek beliful shabayin bein tok social yomim meilachet. We never found that chilek in the Gemara. You asked us in the Gemara. We never made that chilek. So the Beis Yosef assumes that it's not right. So at the end of the day, according to the Beis Yosef, according to the Rambam, inside the eye, lach is not a chatzitza, and yovish is, and outside the eye, everything is a chatzitza. But Bach, however, in 44, again, you can read through his makaris, and Michael was not mean. He accepts because the Beis Yosef time is against him, but he's saying, no, he agrees. Okay, and the Bach understands that inside the eye, yovish is a chatzitza, and so is lach within the first 3 days. That's how he learns. According to Rambam. So it was lach in the first 3 days. After 3 days, I'm sorry, the other way around. Lach for the first 3 days, not chotzeitz, because it's liquid. I'm sorry, I said it backwards. Okay, but after 3 days, and it will be chotzeitz again. Okay, the way the Bachman, the way that it justifies the Torah's understanding is that yovesh, outside the eye, I'm sorry, inside the eye, if it's yovesh, inside the eye, if it's yovesh, so then it's a chotzeitz. Lach, first 3 days won't be chotzeitz, but then it will be a chotzeitz. Okay, because it's moving towards being yovesh. And outside the eye, everything's chotzeitz, huh?
So in the eye, it's only chotzeitz if it's both dry and secondary.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And then the rush, Hilchos Mevos and Chaf Hei, he says, and we'll summarize the sheet momentarily. Okay. I'll summarize also in a second. Okay, in 45, the rush in Hilchos Mevos Simon Chaf Hei, lifl shebe'ayin, that's what he meant, lifl shebe'ayin lach eno chotzeit yomish chotzeit. Okay, and he said that's like the Mishnah, because that which is in the eye is by definition lach, and outside it's yomish. So according to him, according to the rush, if it's in the eye, it's not a chatzitz at all, whether lach or yavish. Anything in the eye is not a problem. Anything out of the eye automatically is a problem. So he doesn't really make a distinction between lach and yavish. And the Mordechai in Shavuos, Remez Tavshim Memches, in 46, he says, liflof shabayim, okay, he makes a distinction. He says, yavish is a yavish the chatzitza everywhere, and lach is not a chatzitza anywhere, in or out. So it's basically to summarize, put that line up the sheet. In the eye, according to Tosas, lach is not a chatzitza, and yavish is yes a chatzitza in the eye. In Tosas, Mordechai agrees with that. He says lach is not a chatzitza, yavish is a chatzitza in the eye, and the Rosh says no. Okay, our Rosh says nothing is a chatzitza in the eye. In the eye, nothing is a chatzitza. That's the rush. And if it's outside the eye, so Tosfos says, absolutely, it's a chatzitza. Everything is a chatzitza outside the eye. But Mordechai says, no, only outside the eye, lach is not a chatzitza, but yovish is. And that's what the Rosh says. So really, if you think about it, Tosfos and the Rosh are the opposite extremes. Okay, Tosfos and the Rosh are the opposite extremes. Tosfos holds that in the eye, lach is not a chatzitza, and yavish is, whereas the Rosh holds nothing in the eye is a chatzitza. And outside the eye, Tosfos holds everything is a chatzitza, and that's where the Rosh says, you know, only lach, not a problem, and yavish is a problem. And the Mordechai is kind of in the middle. He agrees with Tosfos about what's in the eye, meaning lach is not a chatzitza, but yavish is, but he agrees with the Rosh outside the eye that lach is not a chatzitza, and yavish is. Okay, that's how the sheet is lined up. You can look it over again, Elizabeth. You got it? Should I say it again? Because the Rosh holds that outside the eye, yavish is still a problem. I'm sorry, that's where he agrees with the Rosh. I'm sorry. No, the Mordechai holds that inside the eye, the Rosh holds inside the eye, nothing's a chatzitza.
Yeah.
The Mordechai holds inside the eye, lach is not, but yavish is. There he agrees with Tosfos. The Mordechai is kind of in the middle position. Okay?
The Mordechai says, lach is not a chatzitza.
The Mordechai says, no matter what, lach is not a chatzitza, yavish is yeah chatzitza. Doesn't matter if it's inside, outside, or upside down. No matter where it is, okay? Inside or outside. That's the Mordechai. But it ends up that he's a middle position between Tosfos and the Rosh. Follow? Because Tosfos held that lach is not a problem and yavish is yeah problem inside the eye. And the Mordechai agrees with that. But Tosfos is outside the eye. There's no problem at all. Okay? I'm sorry, but the other way around. It definitely is a chatzitza outside the eye. Right? Definitely is a chatzitza because you're makbid outside the eye. And the Mordechai still accepted that chiluk, that lach is still not a problem, yavish is.
So Tosfos says yavish in the eye is a chatzitza.
Yavish in the eye is a chatzitza, lach not. And outside, everything is a chatzitza.
Right.
Okay? And the Rosh says, inside the eye, nothing's a chatzitza. And outside, lach no, yavish yes. And the Mordechai agrees with the Rosh in part and agrees with the Tosfos. Agrees with the Tosfos with regards to what's outside the eye. Okay, I'm sorry, agrees with the Rosh with regards to what's outside the eye, that lach is not a problem, yavish is. And he agrees with Tosfos, what's inside the eye, that lach is not a problem, yavish is. He just doesn't distinguish the Mordechai between inside and outside. Okay. Last issue for today, go through it quickly, is something else. Some type of makeup, similar then. Some is Zion of Alf, and either 49. Omer Shmuel, Kohl. Kohl is a blue powder, you know, the eye shadow, eye powder, whatever, eye liner, whatever. So you touch on one of you, right? So Kohl says, Shubitocha Ayan. 49, huh? 49. It's neither some of Zion of Alf. Gemara. Okay. Blue powder in the eye. Okay. Blue powder in the eye.
In the eye?
Oh, so he says, Kol shemitocha eno chotzit, Michelle Gabe Ayin, but it's on top of the eye. Okay, like, you know, you put people put on their eyelids, right? Eyeliner put on their lids. Yeah, but they got it in the eye. Maybe it's to put it in the eye, whatever. So he said, that's not a chatzitza. We'll see why. That's the Gemara said. But Sha'al Gabe Ayin, on top of the eye, like on the lid or above, that's chatzitza. Okay? The idea being, because you know, inside the eye, you're makbet, you're not.
It's not
literally inside. I guess so. Yeah, we'll see. Okay, we'll see. But if she it blinks regularly, even if it's up on stop, it's not a chatzitza either. So let's see why.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see. So Rashi says, what does porchos mean? Pocheses otzemes tadish. Always opening your eyes. Okay? Opening, closing your eyes. Okay, then it's not a chatzitza. Because at a certain point, what's the idea? It becomes like part of your skin, right? It's not a chatzitza. It's only a chatzitza has to have some mamoshes to it, some substance to it. Okay? So if you put a lot of makeup on, so that substance, but if you constantly opening, closing your eyes, Rashi, it never has a chance to harden or to become a separate entity, right? It's ein bo mamish. That's one thing, so you open and close your eyes. Or, lishnachrina, domos, dima, tears, okay? Makes it not a chatzitza. All right? So that's the... That's the Gemara about that. So the Raivin of Bala Nefesh assumes it means tears also, right? In 51, Charles Yosef and Beis, Omer Shmuel, he quotes it, he says, Pirish Porchos Domos, okay, tearing. The Rambam, Perek Beis and Chachav Aleph, says Porchos doesn't mean tearing, means opening and closing. So that's the question that what exactly the Gemara meant, you know, about this Chatzitza. So the Machloka is the Beis Yosef and the Bach here by us. You know, the Rambam wrote that she's opening, he had a different girsa, in the psuchos. We have porchos, which he says probably is a better girsa, okay? Unless you porchos, mean psuchos, but not too much. He's talking about when you're in the mikveh, okay? It's like it sounds like opening the eyes, but not too far open. And the Bach says, talking about in general, where you are, blinking and so on. It prevents the stuff from becoming a different substance, okay? And he also says that the issue is when you're in the water, okay? When you're in the mikveh, okay? This is a chatzitza. So if your eyes are open, that's what he says. If the eyes are open, then it's not a chatzitza. But the Bishelzer says the eyes open mean it can't open. It's not supposed to open. There's another din when you're in the mikveh. You're supposed to close your eyes, but not too tightly because then you scrunch up the skin. The water doesn't get there, right? On the other hand, you don't have your eyes wide open either because then it covers the lid doesn't get. So you have to be, that's the Beis Yosef's talk. We'll talk more about that. But that's how he learns this whole case over here. The Bach doesn't. He says when it says open eyes, it means open and closing regularly, not when you're in the water. Okay? He said the Beis Yosef seems to learn that very thing. He said the Ramon holds Bishas Tvila. Okay? But he doesn't think it means that. Okay? Anyway, what's the idea of opening all the tears and everything? So look in 55, the Mordechai, there in the Rosh Hashanah, Tavshim, and Mechaz, he writes, Kochel Shubatoch Ayin Machmas Shah Dimma Mitzuyim Ryan Abitochel Shubayin Lach, Vaino Chotzit. Because the reason it's not a chatzitza is because anything that gets in the eye, the tears make it into more like a, what would you call, filmy substance. It's not a substance by itself. It's inside the eye. The natural moisture of the eye will not let whatever this is become, you know, become hardened. Okay? That's what he says. And yeah. And Miri discusses in 56, there in the Sosam Sayyid Ralab, Miri discusses, you know, sometimes things are not a chatzitza, it's certainly have a makeup because you're not makeup, but you want it there. You want to have the makeup there. And but we'll talk more about we remove all makeup. The Maaseh Shulchan Aruch says here in Sifches 57, Kol Shebe'ayin Eino Chotzeis. Stuff that comes outside, that's a separate entity, again, especially if it hardens over. But if Haisa Poseches Lotzemes, closing, opening, closing, we call that blinking. Okay, blinking, Tadir, Af Shechutz La'ayin Enochotzit. It's the first way you learn Rashi, not the tears, but it's the opening, closing, it's the blinking. Okay, and I'm going to finish up the Taz, spread stresses in Surat Yud Beis, Pirshamin Hogakah. That she always blinks. Some people blink more than others. I'm not sure how you would assess it, but it's got to be someone that always blinks. The last two makaris I printed talk about it. Well, introduction, we'll talk about it separately, but sometimes you put kohl, these eye stuff was put in for medicinal reasons. Drops, so not makeup, some type of stuff that you put in your eye. That's what the Shach quotes on the Bahag. It's about the Adalid, right? This is kohelet, the refuah. Okay. On the other hand, in Mishul Shatira, Einah, Parah, that somehow helps the eye see, then that it's not a chatzitza. We'll have to talk more about that. Sidri Tar also mentioned about medicinal stuff, but we'll talk more about it. And then again, we remove all this type of stuff. We'll remove all the makeup to avoid any problems. Okay, so we'll stop over here, and I'll send out the next batch.
I assume that contacts are definitely a chatzitza.
Yeah, contacts take out, yeah.